Hello, I am Tamara Cherry coming at you from Regina, Saskatchewan. Well, a remarkable story played out just one province west of me between Red Deer and Edmonton, where a family was camping. It sounds like you guys can correct me in a moment. My next guest can correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like there were a couple or a few families that were camping together. And a cougar came along. And thanks to the quick actions of a family friend, seven-year-old boy's life was likely saved. So online with us right now are Alicia Morrison, the woman who saved that seven-year-old boy named Kaysen Fuser, and Shay Fuser, Kaysen's mom. Thank you both for joining us. Shay, I want to start with you because I was just watching during the break. I was watching again a story that was done about you and Kaysen and Alicia. And see, as the mother of a just turned 8-year-old boy, it just breaks my heart seeing your little guy, but it's also, I'm so happy that he's okay. How is he doing?
He is doing remarkable. I can't even believe how well he's doing. It's making us do okay in this whole situation, you know, like just seeing him, you know, dancing while he brushes his teeth and,
Good. Yeah, we need to have the dancing during the toothbrushing. That is a good sign. And it's remarkable that he's home. Okay, so let's just go back to, this was a week ago Sunday. Alicia, you were there. Just describe for us what happened.
So I was just sitting down to have a cup of coffee, and the kids were just in front of me about maybe 25 feet away looking for some frogs in the riverbank. And they were all six of them together, and my son was in front of Kaysen, and he just kind of started to ask if Kaysen was okay, and then he screamed. And then Kaysen's older sister Addison was a little further up, and she turned around and she yelled cougar, and I jumped out of my chair and I came kind of in behind where the cougar had Kaysen in its mouth by his head. So I just, you know, reacted. I grabbed a rock and I hit it right in the head, and it let him go, and my dog chased it away.
That is, can we just talk about that for a second, how remarkable it is that you grabbed a rock and were able to hit this cougar in the head? Like, how are you reflecting back on that moment, Alicia, as you think back on that? Were you just in like robotic mode? Was this just your, I know you've called it going cavewoman style, but was this just, have you been practiced in throwing rocks before? Like, that is remarkable to me. Are you amazed by what you're able to do?
Well, yes, I am amazed because I do play slow pitch and I suck. So incredible. Like, and it's funny, like
you need a heavier ball and slow pitch apparently.
Right? Yeah, no, it was just, I think it was pure instinct. And I was, you know, reflecting on it with my husband about how that happened. And I just wonder if adrenaline played a part in aim and power, I think, because
super fast.
Otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
I wonder. Okay, so Alicia, then, so the cougar ran off. You're a nurse, I understand. Tell me what happened next.
Sure. So I picked Kaysen up and we ran into the trailer. The other five kids had already made it into the trailer. I opened the door and took him into the front room of the trailer, and the kids were in the other end. And I just grabbed a towel. I wrapped it around his neck and the top of his head. And then I had to get one of the kids, my 10-year-old niece, Winley, to come and hold pressure while I grabbed my phone, which was happened to be in the trailer. And I put it on the bed, and I knew where I had two bars of service, and I called 911. And then we just waited 24 minutes, and they came as fast as they could.
They came as fast as you could. I'm just imagining you running around this campsite from where this happened to in the trailer and this and that. Incredible. Shay, tell me what has Kaysen gone through since then in terms of medical procedures? What sort of healthcare attention did he require?
Yeah, so he got to the Edmonton Hospital, and they waited for us to get there before he went in for surgery. Went in for 3.5 hours of surgery and got a bunch of staples, surgical clamps and stitches all on his head, face, neck, a few on his chest, and one on some on his finger. And then we spent two nights in the hospital just keeping him heavily medicated with morphine for pain and antibiotics. and just monitoring his vitals. But by Tuesday, he was wanting to go home. And the doctor said, if he can be well enough to sustain the pain on Advil, we could go home. And so we took him off morphine Monday afternoon to see how he did. And he seemed to be okay. We just kept up on his Advil. And the doctor said, yeah, like, you guys can go. If you need anything, go straight to Emerge, obviously, in Red Deer. But we haven't needed to. He's been like, he's been doing so good. We've been keeping up on the polysporin on all of his cuts and just keeping up on the Advil and the antibiotics.
Had you guys talked about cougars before? Like, is he aware of what exactly this animal is and that inflicted this harm on him?
No, not really. Like, we haven't really talked about cougars, maybe bears. Like, he was very confused as to what got him. Like, before he went into surgery, he's like, can you show me a picture of what got me? Wow. And so I didn't have my phone on me. So I asked the nurse and she's like, yeah, here. And she like shows him a picture and he's like, ah, couldn't have been that big. Didn't get me. It didn't kill me, he said. And wow. I was like, no, it didn't get you, buddy.
Oh, he's saying this before he's even going into surgery.
Yeah, laying on the bed with all the tubes in him, and he was saying,
this must have just warmed your heart. You're in such a vulnerable position as a mom. Yeah, to see that he's doing okay mentally, that's a huge hurdle for you to overcome.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What are you guys are family friends, right?
Oh yeah, we're close. Yeah.
So I imagine there's more camping trips to come. What are you, I mean, are you going to pack some like big boulders with you, Alicia, next time? Are you going to like, are you going to bring a baseball bat?
How are you going to be camping in like downtown Calgary for the next 5 years?
They've got some nice green space there. You can bring your tube and go on the Bow River as well.
Yeah. We're going to stay away from the West for a little while.
What is your message to other people who might be camping in cougar territory?
There's really nothing. Like, she was so prepared. You know, she had a gun in the trailer. She was by a busy road. There was other trailers there. There was a bunch of them. She had her dogs. Like, the Fish and Wildlife keeps saying, like, this is like not, it's so out of characteristic for cougars. Like, they don't like humans. They try and run away from humans, you know, like, they don't usually hunt during the day, they said.
It's just something, one of those things that you couldn't have avoided. I mean, we see these videos and stuff of people who are jogging and they come in contact with a cougar and all this. But anyway, I am just so happy that not only is little Kaysen doing well physically and recovering at home, but mentally as well. That's just got to be so great for you, Shay. And Shay, Alicia, thank you so much for joining us in the last segment of the show, which is always, we try to make it a happy segment. And this certainly is. It very well couldn't have been, but thank you both. And best of luck to little Kaysen. Tell him, keep on with those moves while he's brushing his teeth. I'd love to see a video of that. Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks. Thank you. Bye.